USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and the Russian President Vladimir Putin currently holding talks behind closed doors in Helsinki, Finland, with only translators present. President Trump addressing the media briefly with Putin at his side before they headed into the private one-on-one meeting.
I think we have great opportunities together as two countries that, frankly, we have not been getting along very well for the last number of years. I've been here not too long, and it's getting close to 2 years, but I think we will end up having an extraordinary relationship.
After the one-on-one, there are to be additional talks involving advisors and staffers from both sides as well. And also, there's a report there'll be a joint news conference after the two leaders meet, although other reports say the two will address the media but may not take questions. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
The national average for a gallon of regular gas fell by a penny to $2.94 in the past week. Gas price analyst Trilby Lundberg saying it might fall a little bit more.
We have to look at the short and immediate term trends for crude oil prices, and they appear to be battered by competing supply and demand trends as well as daily headlines.
The suspect accused of shooting three Kansas City, Missouri police officers is dead after a standoff. Two undercover cops were shot outside a motel while following the suspect, who was considered a person of interest in the shooting death of a University of Missouri, Kansas City student earlier this month. A third Kansas City police detective later shot during a standoff. The suspect was then shot and killed by police. The officers are expected to recover, according to the police chief. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
A top Republican lawmaker says he's not looking to see the nation's deputy attorney general impeached. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky with a report.
No. For what? Impeaching for what? No.
South Carolina Congressman Republican Trey Gowdy, a guest on Face the Nation on CBS, saying he will not sign on to an effort to impeach Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein.
I've had my differences with Rod Rosenstein. I talk to him quite often, privately, which again is a lot more constructive than the public hearings we have.
Gowdy says if President Trump is dissatisfied with him, or the Attorney General for that matter, he can fire them both.
He's a Trump appointee. So is Jeff Sessions. So is Chris Wray. If President Trump is dissatisfied with Rod Rosenstein, he can fire him with a tweet.
A New Jersey man now bringing the baby Trump balloon that was flown in the UK during the president's visit to the United States. Activist and social worker Didier Jimenez-Castro of Hillsborough, New Jersey, says he saw some of those protests held against the president last week featuring the 20-foot-tall balloon that was supposed to resemble the president as a cranky baby. He said when he learned that Trump really didn't like seeing it, he decided he'd raise enough money to bring the balloon to New Jersey, namely to Bedminster, where the Trump National Golf Club is located. And in the top spot at the weekend movie theater box office, Hotel Transylvania 3, Summer Vacation. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.